Good morning, everybody. This meeting is called to order. Before proceeding with any business, I believe Mr. Cook has a statement to make.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A public notice of this meeting containing all items on the proposed agenda has been filed with the Office of Secretary of State, required by Chapter 551, Government Code, referred to as the Open Meetings Act. I'd like for this fact to be noted in the record of the meeting.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Cook. Commission agenda item number two. To deliberate, the appointment, employment, and duties of the executive director will be discussed in executive session. We will now recess for executive session. Therefore, I would like to announce that pursuant to the requirements of Chapter 551, Government Code, referred to as the Open Meetings Act, an executive session will be held at this time. The appointment, employment, and duties of the executive director under Personnel Section 551.074 Government Code. At this time, I will ask that any members of the public or any TPW staff not part of this executive session to please leave the room so we may begin our discussion. Thank you. Okay, at this time, we will reconvene the regular session of the Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission. Next is Commission Agenda Item Number 3, Action, Selection of Executive Director. As you all know, Bob Cook, TPWD Executive Director, announced in June his plan to retire from state government. As a result, the Commission began a search for a new Executive Director. The search committee was formed, consisting of Vice Chairman Dan Friedkin, Commissioner Mark Bivens, former Chairman Joseph Fitzsimmons, and Chairman Emeritus Lee Bass. I guess I was on that too, wasn't I? Yeah. Anyway, we received a number of applicants. No comment from the peanut gallery. We received a number of applicants for this position. This search committee has concluded its work and is now prepared to recommend that the Commission offer the job of TPWD Executive Director to Carter Smith. The search committee, obviously, I'm going to ask a couple others to speak to this. I will speak to it first. I believe that Carter, we had gone out. Bob had given us plenty of warning, Bob Cook, that he was going to retire. So we put the search committee together. We hired Dorothy Drummer, who's an individual who's helped the department in the past, whose expertise is these kinds of searches. We did a national search. We spent the time and effort to do that national search and went through, I think, at least 30 to 40 candidates on a national basis, of course, including not only national, but the state of Texas, and also from within the department. People applied and or expressed an interest. Dorothy talked to every one of those individuals personally. Then as people bailed out for all the different reasons, we narrowed it down to a fairly select group. And then had various meetings and interviews with those individuals. I got it down to four individuals, two from within the department, two outside the department, one outside of the state, one from within the state, who ended up being Carter Smith. We've had a great discussion this morning in the executive committee, but certainly the search committee's recommendation is that Carter is the man for the job. His background is such that he's a Texas Tech boy, so we do have a Red Raider on this commission who says that alone should give him the job. But we did go a little more in depth than that. So Carter was a summa cum laude graduate from Texas Tech in wildlife biology. Am I saying that right, Carter? Biology or conservation? I can't remember. Wildlife management, excuse me. Then came to work for Texas Parks and Wildlife. His goal always, as he said, going back to when he was a kid and his interaction, he and his family have been landowners in Texas for seven generations and hunt and fish and have been very involved with Texas Parks and Wildlife, both from the biologist side and from the game warden side, ever since Carter was a young child. And so he'd always had a desire to work for this department. So he actually did go to work for this department coming out of Texas Tech back when he was a very young man. While he was here, as he said, he had lots of jobs but no title. And I think he was essentially a grunt, as we used to call it in the military. Is that right, Bob Cook? But anyway, after a couple of years, he decided that he wanted to go back to school in wildlife management or conservation and looked at Texas A&M, but then got an offer from Yale, I think, a full load relative to scholarship and everything else. And really, he and Bob Cook had known each other at that time, and others recommended that Carter go on to Yale. We won't hold that against him. And Carter went to Yale and did as well up there as he did. Yeah, but Lee might. But anyway, Carter went on and did very, very well at Yale, and then came back to the state of Texas. We're glad we didn't lose him to many places. We want Texas to come back to Texas. And it ended up doing various jobs, working in the valley, working over in Katy, doing conservation work his whole career. Then went to work for Nature Conservancy, ended up being the president of Texas State Director of the Nature Conservancy. Did a terrific job over there, kind of turning them around in the sense that I think Conservancy was going fine, but the image the Conservancy had amongst private landowners in the state of Texas probably wasn't as strong as it needed to be. And I feel, and I think a lot of people feel, now the Conservancy has become much more of a partner with private landowners and with this department in an appropriate manner. And so it's been a great relationship over the last 4 or 5 years, and Carter's been a big part of that. So we've kind of all known Carter in different ways on this commission because of his conservation work. We think Carter, obviously, one of the things that we'll talk about a little bit probably today is that this is an age and experience thing, but he has the big picture. We felt strongly that we needed that kind of futuristic look as we look into the 21st century for this department. This department is a very diverse department. Obviously, Texas parks and wildlife. So you have the parks part of it, you have the wildlife. And if you think about it, we have a tremendous law enforcement. It's almost a fourth or more of our employees are in law enforcement. We have, of course, the park side of the agency. We have the wildlife, we have scientists, we have biologists. We're very much on the science side of wildlife and conservation. And so it is a very diverse department with 3,100 employees. And so we needed somebody we felt that would be inclusive in the way they dealt with the department and the way they dealt with legislators, and particularly with the constituents those legislators represent, which are the 22 to 23 million people in this state. As this state is changing from a rural to an urban state, or has changed, it's a definite change, we have to do more and more outreach into those urban areas in education and outreach and implementation. And we think Carter's the man that's going to be able to do all of that and lead us forward. So I'm very strong on Carter, and the search committee is very strong on Carter, and so that is our recommendation to this commission. With that, I'd like to ask for some discussion. We had a great discussion in the executive committee. As you know, we were in there 2 hours, most of the commissioners have either met with Carter one-on-one or certainly at most have had long phone conversations with Carter and or both. And so there's a good knowledge of Carter and his background and what his philosophies are and those kinds of things. But then we had a two-hour executive session with lots of conversation. Carter came in at the end of it. And lots of questions for him. But I would like to have just a bit of conversation and discussion relative to this before we go to vote. Would anybody like to who's going to speak to this?
Well, I'd just like to, I think it'd be nice to hear from Carter a little bit in open session, but certainly it was my pleasure getting to know you through the interview process. I think the search committee was really thorough, and I want to compliment Dorothy as well for her efforts. Leadership of that process, but Carter is a visionary and he's a leader. He's demonstrated that through his career, and I think he'll do a great job as executive director of Parks and Wildlife.
Can I give you a couple of moments of thought?
I'd love to. Thank you.
Great.
And for those of you who know me, you know that I'm usually not without words, but this is a privilege beyond words. It's humbling, honored, and it's an enormous privilege. And I'm not sure I can think of a greater privilege than to serve the state of Texas, our hunters, our anglers, our outdoor enthusiasts, our private landowners in this regard. One of the things that attracted me to this department was people. You all know that I had the privilege of working for the department 13 or 15 years, and they are some of the finest, most talented, most dedicated professionals in all this state. I mean, our game wardens, our park rangers, our wildlife biologists.
Thank you very much.
For the future of the state of Texas and being part of that is an enormous privilege. You've heard me say before that I think the future in this state and the future of our natural resources is very bright. And that I think as we look ahead to our economic health, the future of our heritage in this state, and also our quality of life, it is all inextricably linked to the health and work of this agency. And I assure you it's important.
Any questions for Carter? Any questions for Carter while he's up?
I wanted to just if you could say a few words on the educational and outreach to the youth in the urban as well as in the rural communities. Just give a few words on your thoughts on reaching out for them.
Yeah, absolutely, Commissioner. Thank you. Because I think it's one of the biggest charges that this agency has. When we look at the underpinnings of the department's land and water plan, all about engaging the youth and the residents of both urban and rural communities in the work of this department and making it relevant to them. We've got to figure out new ways to engage them. We've got to figure out new ways to make our public lands and our private lands accessible and affordable for them to be able to access. We need to find new ways to help encourage the youth of our urban and rural communities to be involved in the outdoors, to be exposed to issues associated with our water, fish, our wildlife, our parks, our open spaces, our property rights. We have to instill in our youth of tomorrow a healthy understanding, respect for that, or else we've lost the war. And what a great charge for us. I'm not sure there's a greater one in the state of Texas, and we'll be a part of that working with you.
Any other questions or comments for Carter? Any other discussion? So we had a great discussion in the executive group. Yes, sir, Mr.
President.
Sir, I appreciate that. But you make a good point. I think, as you all know, we had to go to session this last session, the parks. And I'll thought myself as part of the leadership, we had not done as good a job of getting them the resources that the parks needed, and they'd fallen behind and gotten behind. The State Parks Advisory Group that Joe Fitzsimmons, former chairman, put together was a big help in helping educate our legislators so that they would understand the needs of the parks. And because of that, we were able to not only get some help out of the legislature directly, but also were able to pass with the good help of our constituency that sits in the state of Texas, Proposition 4. And so that's going to be some dollars and some resources that the new director and this commission are going to have going forward to improve our parks dramatically. And I think that is a big part of my job to do that in a correct and appropriate manner. So a good point. Carter was a good part of that for the editorial board here in San Antonio. We had one individual on that editorial board, a great guy, and he's very passionate. It wasn't Carter, but somebody else about the parks. And so he kind of blurted out that, you know, we hadn't had the leadership, we needed more help and all that kind of stuff. And Carter spoke up and kind of got everybody calmed down and let him know in a very appropriate manner that, what needed to be done. And because of that, we got the support of San Antonio's Press News and ended up getting support, I think, literally from every newspaper in the state. Which was a big part of what the advisory board did. So, yes, sir.
I would also like to thank the search committee for all of the work that you all put in. I'd like to thank you for all of this. And also to thank Mr. Cook for making himself available to make this seamless transition from previous leadership to the new.
Good point, Tony. Kind of maybe end with that from that point of view is we want to thank Bob Cook again. I think we've done that. Kudos to Bob, not only the leadership that for the department over the last 6+ years, but his service to the state of Texas and the great people in the state of Texas. So, Bob, thank you again very much. And so you all will know, Bob probably is going to help us, is going to help us through this transition period, which will probably be at least another 16 weeks. And so we're thanking you for doing that also, Bob. We will now hear from any that signed up to speak, but to my knowledge, nobody has signed up to speak. Remember, this is a public meeting. So with that, are there any other comments from the commission? Then, is there a motion on this item?
I move.
Okay. Robert Brown made the motion, and Dan Freakin second. I've got some here I'm going to read. I'll say the script, Jerry, be careful. I move that the commission offer the position of TPWD Executive Director to Carter Smith at a salary of $130,000 a year. I guess I have to do that. By law. Okay. And then motion again by Robert Brown, second by Commissioner Freakin. I'm sorry. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? Okay. Wonderful. Unanimous. Hearing none, motion carries. Have I done everything I'm supposed to do back there? Okay. Good. Okay. I want to make sure I get this right. Is there any other business to be brought before this commission, Mr. Cook? Okay. No. And with that, hearing none, this commission has completed its business. I declare us adjourned. Thank you all very much.